Jean-Claude Juncker is on track to be the next president of the European Commission. David Cameron doesn't want that.
I am going to do what I said I was going to do and oppose this process and oppose this person.
Juncker is seen as a Brussels insider by the UK. He's seen as someone who likes the status quo in Europe, and some have worries that he might want Europe to have even more powers. David Cameron wants the opposite, to reduce the power Europe has. Therefore, he is going to
oppose this process and oppose this person.
In fact, all three major parties in the UK don't want Juncker. And so, Cameron will
oppose this process and oppose this person.
Good luck to him. Although, he's going to need more than luck. Despite the outcry over Juncker in this country, he's supported by many, even most EU leaders, including
David Cameron gehört wieder der Gruppe der
the influential German Premier Angela Merkel. So, who is this guy? Here's the fact lady with some facts.
European Federalist Jean-Claude Juncker was born in 1954. He's 59 years old. From 1995 until last year, he was the Prime Minister of Luxembourg. Luxembourg's population, in case you're wondering, is around 530,000. He was the longest-serving head of government of any EU country when he left office.
And David Cameron doesn't want him. He will
oppose this person.
But Juncker also has the support of the biggest bloc in the European Parliament, the European People's Party, the EPP. That bloc brings together centre-right parties from across Europe, but not the Conservative Party. They left the EPP in 2009. Cameron says he will
oppose this process and oppose this person.
But this foreign minister from Poland doesn't have much sympathy for his quest.
If the Tories were part of the European People's Party, he could have made that argument, but EPP made its choice, won the election, here it is.
That was Radoslaw Sikorski speaking at the weekend. He's made headlines again today after a conversation he had with a former Polish finance minister was sensationally leaked. Here are a couple of quotes from the recording in which he slags off David Cameron.
He f***ed it up. Simple as that. He's not interested. He does not get it. He stupidly tries to play the system.
Oh dear. But no doubt, in the face of defeat and undeterred, the Prime Minister will
do what I said I was going to do and oppose this process and oppose this person.